Later, he stood in the bathroom, sharpening his knife. It made more sense not to shave. Cover against the cold, camouflage for how thin he'd become, thus how little of a threat his starved body might be. But the act was hard to give up. There were so few things left he could still do that reminded him of the rest. Electricity, cell phones, a desk job. Ori watched his arm glide past his face in the mirror, at how it blocked the light and cast the dark shape of itself back against his cheekbones, his chest. "Still there," he said to himself. He closed his eyes for a moment and waited for the hammering of his heart to slow. Still there. 2 years ago, when the forgetting first reached the United States, he and Max saw its effects. They had watched a shadowless man speaking perfect English walk straight into a fire, not remembering what it was. Heard children with no silhouettes ask flowers where the nearest water flowed, as if the flowers could understand, but then inexplicably were able to head directly to it. Once, a woman missing her dark twin named all the coins of their currency, but when she opened her hands, the metal pieces were in shapes they had never seen, engraved with designs of no country. Why had it turned out to be that shadows were the parts of bodies where memories were stored? Why did it happen to some and not others? Once it finally did happen, why did some people forget things after 2 weeks, and some hang on much longer? And when they finally did forget, why did the earth itself seem to forget too? The image of the strange creature in the woods outside came to him again. Why, when a shadowless forgot that deer didn't have wings on their heads, did it become true? Those kinds of thoughts he didn't talk about with Max. Not anymore. Not since she had lost her own shadow 7 days ago. "Mr. Clean Cut," Max said when she poked her head into the bathroom. Her loose bronze afro floated in the air above her head, living a life of its own. He loved that hair. It was as soft and untamable as she was. It was one of his favorite things about her. "You mean Mr. Sexy," Ori replied. She winked. He watched her in the mirror as she leaned against the doorframe, warm brown skin bathed gray in the dim light, at the empty space on the floor beneath her feet, at how nothing skipped darkly across the ground after her when she moved. The amnesia happened at a different speed for each person, but by any measure, Max was doing very well, even after a week. Addresses, phone numbers, how Ori had proposed to her, what they'd done for their last anniversary. She could still recite it all. Blue, 52. In his most hopeful moments, he tried to convince himself that because she hadn't forgotten anything important yet, that maybe, just maybe, she might not ever, even though he knew that was impossible. There had been small things. Tiny. So tiny they had been easier to ignore than accept. Ori turned the blade over and inspected it when he finished shaving. The handle had been black when he'd found it obscured by a fallen cash register in a shuttered sporting goods shop. It was green now, he realized with a sinking dread. Max's favorite color. And now the deer. "I don't want to go," Ori said. It would be the first time he'd left her to scavenge Arlington for food since she lost her shadow. "Let's just starve instead." "Okay," Max smiled. Her untethered feet moved away. "I'll get your canteen." One more day, Ori wanted to beg. But she was right. What were the odds that while he wasn't home to protect her, she would forget something devastatingly huge? There was only one answer each of the 7 days he had delayed going out. Worse tomorrow. According to the news, back when there had been electricity to watch it, today was the day that over 70% of victims forgot their first-degree relatives. Tomorrow would be the day that mothers did not remember their children. Yesterday would have been better than today, the day before that better than yesterday. But it was too late now. All he could do was go today instead of tomorrow, before she forgot something else. Before it was more than a knife handle that was changed, or a forest deer.